N de lengua, Spain to Technology の番組。
Podcast de lenguas y web 2.0.
A podcast about languages and collaborative
work. L de lengua es un programa über Spanisch und das Internet.
L de lengua, un podcast a propos de español y de web 2.0.
Puedes escucharnos, leernos, bajar los podcasts o dejar un comentario en ldelengua.com.
Aquí tenemos la primera entrega de lo que hemos llamado L de Lengua VO, es decir, en versión original, en la que Emilio Quintana, nuestro compañero del grupo de investigación Nodos L, entrevista a uno de los socios fundadores de Mingle, una red social digital para aprendizaje de lenguas.
Estamos aquí en el Instituto Cervantes de Utrecht. Estoy con Egbert
van Keulen, yeah.
Van Keulen. Yeah. Uh-huh. Y también con...
Tatiana Bilechenko.
Uh-huh. Tatiana, ellos son son los fundadores, ¿no?, de un servicio que se llama Mingle.
The name is Mingle, and the website address is mingle.com, and you spell it Mingle.
Mm-hmm. Mingle, and why do you choose this name?
That's an interesting question. We have been looking very long for a name. We have had different kinds of names, but when we went on the internet to try to buy a domain name, actually Marina Tognetti was the one who was going to do that, because she is the founder of Mingle. The first name which appeared on the website, which was open to buy, was mingle.com. And immediately we were in love with that name. So that's the reason why we took that name. Not only because it's a beautiful name, but only to mingle in English is to connect, to integrate. And yeah, since Mingle is a language marketplace where students and teachers from all over the world meet, yeah, it's also a connection of students and teachers from any language in any country of the world. So therefore, we thought that Mingle was an appropriate name. Yeah. By the way, sorry that I don't speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. I did have two Spanish lessons already on Mingle, but yeah, I cannot speak Spanish well enough yet.
Yeah, so the name is have a relationship with your kind of consider the teaching of language or something. It's not by case, but
no. There was it was a coincidence that both we thought it's a beautiful name, but also it resembles the service which Mingle is offering, which is the worldwide global marketplace.
Okay. And what kind of people can be a language teacher in Mingle?
In Mingle, both individuals can be a language teacher, but also language schools are coming to Mingle with their official teachers. Mingle offers lesson material to people, so if you are an individual and you do not have your own lesson material, Mingle will offer this to you for free. What we experience is that language schools, they will use their own lesson material on Mingle. But everybody can become a teacher on Mingle.
But you're asking for something, this kind of teachers, titulation or experience? Everybody simply with... If the people is a native speaker, what is it?
Yeah, when you sign up on Mingle, Mingle asks some questions. So, for instance, if you are a native speaker, what is your experience? But the quality of the teachers can be found in their feedback system. And the feedback system is that every student, after each lesson, values the service of the teacher. So then if you are not a good teacher, then you can see that in the public feedback profile. So that is the kind of one of the guarantees for the quality of the teachers on Mingle. Yeah.
Yeah. Using feedback and okay.
Yeah, and sorry to add one thing. Every native speaker can, of course, give beginners lessons in their native language. If you want to have advanced lessons, then you will end up in official teachers or language schools on Mingle. Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of services do you offer to the teachers in Mingle, and of course to the students too?
Yeah, at this moment we offer not only the platform where a lot of students and teachers can find each other, but we offer also a virtual classroom where the teacher can teach the student one-on-one. In this virtual classroom, Skype is integrated, so the voice is going through Skype, which is free calling over the internet. What we are now building is extra features like podcasting, homework, facilities, etc., etc. Mingle is just very young. It's 4 months old and we already have 12,000 users. But we are continually building extra features for teachers and students.
Mm-hmm. And at the moment, the users of Mingle, you have a profile of the average of the users? Or?
Yeah, well, currently people, users are coming from 120 countries, so it's really difficult to make a profile. But we have, for instance, the language passionates who come to Mingle. We have business people who want to learn languages fast. There are language schools on Mingle. I missed one, I think, the... cross-culturals, indeed. We also have those on Mingle. So actually... In the 12,000 users we now have, you can find any kind of users, from professionals to people who just go on a holiday and want to learn some basic lessons, but also, like what I said, business people who really need to learn a language fast and efficient.
Okay, that's right. And what about the prices? Do you have an average price for an hour or...?
Yeah, the price ranges from about 10 euro, but for instance, language schools, they will ask more for a lesson. At this moment, the average price is about 15 euros per lesson. But again, some professionals can ask up to 40 euros per lesson, and other people can ask 10 euros. To give you an example, in countries like China or Brazil, 10 euros per hour is a lot of money. In Western countries, students can pay that easily. So the price, yeah, it's like a market mechanism. You can compare it with the market mechanism on eBay. It depends on what you want and what you want to pay for it. Yeah. As long as it's clear what you are getting for your money. So if you say, I want to have a professional teacher, okay, you can get it, but then you'll have to pay more for it because professionals will have more students. And yeah, it's a market mechanism.
So, but, well, Mingle is not the first service or social network for teaching and learning a language. So maybe do you know other services like Palabea or the Mixer? I don't know if you...
Yeah, there are different kinds of services who look alike.
What is the difference of Mingle? If you compare with, for example, Palabea or Mixer or Like Mocha or something.
Yeah, well, most of these services are like free exchange services where you can just meet and then you see what you can do. In Mingle, Mingle offers language courses, for instance. We can certify teachers. So there, the quality on Mingle is guaranteed. So it's not a free exchange. There are you pay for your services, and then you can demand quality as well. So that is the difference with most kind of social network sites. And secondly, there are companies like English Town, but they offer one language only, and they normally use their own teachers as well. The power of Mingle is in the diversity of not only languages, but also users.
Yeah, so it's a relation between a teacher and a student, not only with talking with friends or something like this is a lesson.
There is free exchange possible on Mingle, but the core of Mingle is live online language instruction.
Yeah. Well, in your webpage, I can see the Mingle towns.
Yeah.
What it means? What
yeah, we are currently building facilities for Mingle towns. And Mingle towns is a name for language schools on Mingle. We are now hesitating if we want to keep it Mingle towns or just call it language schools as it is. So any language school can come to Mingle and, for instance, use Mingle to fix the seasonality problem. Huh? If you have a language school in Mexico, for instance, in the tourist season you have a lot of students, but when the season is over you don't have a lot of students. So these language schools, they can come to Mingle and fix the seasonality problem with their teachers on Mingle. And that is the Mingle town. Mingle town is like a group of teachers offering the same services. But yeah, maybe your listeners can help us vote if we should call this Mingle towns or just name it language schools as it is.
Okay. I was looking in on the website and I see as you call the lesson slide templates.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have feedback about this and do you think the teachers are useful for the teachers, and do you have feedback about it?
Yeah, and the good thing about a PDF or PowerPoint, the slides, is that it's easy to make and easy to upload in Mingle. However, a lot of teachers do not want to do this, so they can get the slides from Mingle. So for about 12 languages, we have now standard material. So it's easy to use. However, also here, we will expand our services, maybe introduce Flash lesson programs, etc., etc. Yeah. But currently, Mingle is built so that it's very easy to upload your lesson material.
Okay, that's right. I was reading the newspapers and I often can read the you are the eBay of the languages or something. This is true, or what do you mean?
Well, I think we combine the knowledge we learned in eBay with the knowledge we learned in Berlitz, because two of the founders of Mingle come from Berlitz.
Okay.
And the other two founders, Marina Tognetti and myself, we come from eBay. So 5 years of eBay experience with experience in Berlitz, is the result is Mingle, where that's not only a good internet site with free exchange, but also quality lesson material in all kinds of languages.
So at the moment you have 4 people in the staff?
No, we have 4 founders and we are now with 7 people in total. And we have some freelancers doing various projects. We just finished the first financing round, so now we have the financial possibility to attract more employees. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you, the staff, and the other people who are working in Mingle, you are a teacher too? You are participating in the lesson or not?
I'm just taking lessons.
Yeah, but
Elisa is working for Mingle indeed. She is a teacher, and the good thing about that is that she can experience the platform, the good things and the things which have to be improved. So we have direct feedback from our employees to see what we can improve every day. Yeah.
Elisa can speak Spanish, I think.
Elisa can speak Spanish, but the reason that she is not here today is she's going to Tibet, and she's now in Italy. Yeah.
Okay. So, if you are a teacher in the community, Do you have, of course, receiving feedback from the users, teachers, and students? What are the most positive feedback? maybe the worst, if you want.
The most positive feedback we had was a mail from the Philippines saying, God bless you and more power to Mingle, because Mingle offers people the possibility to make a living by teaching from home. Mm-hmm. And in countries like Philippines or China, 10 euros per hour is a lot of money. So, yeah, the positive feedback, which is also very, which makes us very happy, is that we enable people to make a better life just by using our platform. And Mingle is a platform, it is connecting cultures and people from all over the world. So one of our goals is to make the world a little bit better.
Yeah, I suppose you have critics or something, or...
Yeah, we have...
What do you think you have to improve in your service?
Well, a lot of people think that the quality on Mingle cannot be preserved. And so the only criticism we have is that teacher and students are not sitting physically together. But the current technology fixes this problem just by voice over IP and our virtual classroom. And the quality we preserve by the feedback system we offer, language lessons, and we do certification of teachers. Yeah. So what we have to communicate to people is that the quality on Mingle in the end will be more than sufficient as well. Yeah.
You have many plans for the future? So is the evolution of Mingle in the future?
Yeah, we learn a lot every day, but our first focus is to improve our current product and enhance with features like podcasting, flash lesson material, homework facilities, more functionalities for language schools. Today we are here at Cervantes to discuss the possibilities about integrating the Cervantes software in Mingle for self-study. The good thing is that...
You're talking about AVE.
AVE, yeah, I'm talking about AVE, sorry, yeah. Yeah. And there are a lot of possibilities for Mingle, and maybe we don't even know how Mingle will look like in 5 years from now, because it's a pretty new service in the language industry, and we learn a lot from our users every day. So,
okay. So I think we can finish this conversation because we can talk for many time, but we have no time at the moment. Y nada más, yo cambio ya a español y nada, pues encantado de hablar con Edgar y con Tatiana, que estaba aquí apuntando sus cosas. Pues nada, muchas gracias.
Gracias.
Puedes escucharnos, leernos, bajar los podcasts o dejar un comentario en ldlengua.com.